Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Proceedings of both Houses of Parliament to commence a new building from tomorrow onwards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says this will be a session of historic decisions. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar constitutes House panel of Vice Chairpersons with 50% women parliamentarians. Supreme Court directs Maharashtra Assembly Speaker to decide on timeline for disqualification petitions against Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and other members. At least 8 people killed as extremely heavy rains affect normal life in some districts of Rajasthan. US and Iran swap prisoners in a Qatar-mediated deal. US also unfreezes $6 billion of Iran's funds. The proceedings of both houses of parliament will commence in the new parliament building from tomorrow onwards. On the second day of the special session of parliament, Lok Sabha will assemble in the new building at 1:15 p.m. while the Rajya Sabha will meet at 2:15 p.m. On shifting both the houses of parliament to new buildings, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "It is a very emotional moment to bid farewell to the old Parliament building." Our correspondent reports that the entire premise of the new Parliament House, sprawling across 65,000 square meters, the Lok Sabha Hall, which has expanded threefold, provides ample space for 888 seats. Adjacent to the Lok Sabha Hall is the Rajya Sabha Hall, which has a seating capacity of 384. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the trust of common citizens in Parliament has continuously grown, which is the biggest achievement in the last 75 years. He was speaking on the first day of the special session of Parliament in the Lok Sabha.
75 साल की यात्रा हम नए मुकाम से आरंभ हो रही है. जिस मुकाम पर 75 साल की यात्रा की वो अत्यंत प्रेरक पल और अब नए स्थान पर उस यात्रा को आगे बढ़ाते समय नए संकल्प नई ऊर्जा नया विश्वास और समय सीमा में 2047 में इस देश को डेवलप्ड कंट्री बनाकर के रहना है.
Leader of Congress Party in Lok Sabha, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, said the last day in the old Parliament building is indeed an emotional moment for all. Supriya Sule of NCP raised the issue of the Women's Reservation Bill, saying that the government must move forward in this direction and all the parties will support this bill. DMK leader T.R. Balu, Sudeep Bandyopadhyay of TMC, Bhartruhari Mehtab of BJD, Harsimrat Kaur Badal of SAD, A. Raja of DMK, Arun Sao of BJP and others also spoke on the discussion. Later, the House adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha today also took up the discussion on the parliamentary journey of 75 years, starting from the Samvidhan Sabha, achievements, experiences, memories and learnings. On the first day of the special session of Parliament, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the 75 years of parliamentary journey that have shaped Indian democracy. Initiating the discussion, Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Piyush Goyal, said the dignity of the House will increase only when everyone keeps the interest of the country and public interest paramount. Leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, said in the last 75 years, India has transformed and during this journey, several laws were enacted for the welfare of the people.
इस भवन में 75 सालों के दौरान देश की किस्मत बदली है और देश की सूरत बदलने वाली तमाम कानून हैं यहां बनी हैं. जमींदारी अबोलिशन, छुआछूत मिटाने का, ओबीसी का आरक्षण के लिए कानून यहां बने.
Professor Manoj Kumar Jha of RJD highlighted the challenges posed by unemployment. Later, the House adjourned for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said though this special session of Parliament is short in duration, it will be a session of historic decisions. Interacting with the media on the 5-day special Parliament session beginning today, the Prime Minister said the speciality of this session is that the journey of 75 years is starting from a new destination, that is from the new Parliament building.
ये बहुत बड़ा है. ऐतिहासिक निर्णयों का एक सत्र है. ये सत्र की एक विशेषता ये तो है कि आप 75 साल की यात्रा हम नए मुकाम से आरंभ हो रही है.
Rajyasabha Chairman and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today announced that the panel of vice chairpersons has been reconstituted with 50% of women parliamentarians. The eight-member panel will now have four women members, including BJP MPs Kanta Kardam, Sumitra Balmik and Geeta, alias Chandraprabha, and Biju Janata Dal's MP Mamata Mohanta. He said the panel of vice chairpersons has been reconstituted with effect from the 13th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the Union Cabinet at Parliament Annex Hall in New Delhi. The meeting was called on the first day of a special session of Parliament which has begun today. The Cabinet meeting lasted almost 1 hour. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, among other Cabinet Ministers, were present in the meeting. The Supreme Court today directed the Maharashtra Assembly Speaker to spell out the timeline within a week for adjudication of the disqualification petitions. These were filed against Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Shiv Sena MLAs who had tied up with the BJP to form a new government in June 2022. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Bardiwala and Manoj Mishra referred to the 11th of May verdict of the Apex Court on the Maharashtra political crisis and the direction issued by it to the Speaker to decide the disqualification petitions within a reasonable time. In Jammu and Kashmir, police today detained three overground workers of the banned Hizbul Mujahideen terror outfit in Kishtwar district. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that these individuals had previously been involved in various FIRs due to their continued engagement in anti-national activities and role in motivating local youths to join banned organizations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Heavy rains have affected normal life in some districts of Rajasthan. Rain-related incidents claimed 8 lives in the last 48 hours in Banswara district. Extremely heavy rainfall has been recorded in Dungarpur district in the last 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
Rivers and drains are in spite in many districts of the state and normal life has been affected due to heavy rain. Crops have also been damaged in some districts. Electricity supply has been affected in many villages of Banswara division. Rail traffic has also been affected. Northwestern Railway has cancelled 4 train services. The Met Department has today issued an alert of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Udaipur, Sirohi, Jalor and Pali districts. While heavy rain at isolated places in Dungarpur, Rajsamand, Badmir and Jodhpur districts. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
In Madhya Pradesh, after continuous rain for many days, rain has stopped in most of the districts today. However, many rivers including Narmada, Shipra, Kali Sindh and Chambal are still in spate. A report.
The maximum impact of rain is being seen in the Malwa region. Many villages in Indore, Ujjain, Mandsaur, Dhar and Barwani districts have lost connectivity with main roads. There was a holiday in schools and Anganwadi Kendras in these districts today. In Ratlam, 14 trains had to be diverted and 8 trains had to be cancelled. At the same time, soybean and urad crops have also been damaged because of waterlogging in the field in Ujjain. Moltakka Bridge on Indore-Khandwa Highway in Khandwa district has been damaged by floods in Ramda River. 5 gates of Kundalia Dam in Agar Malwa district have been opened due to heavy rain. The Met Department has warned of heavy rain in Neemuch, Mandsaur and Ratlam districts during the next 24 hours. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Gujarat, a high-level meeting was held in Gandhinagar today to review the flood situation in the state. The Health Minister, Rishikesh Patel, reviewed the steps taken by the district administration in the 7 rain-affected districts, including Narmada and Bharuch, today through video conferencing. More than 12,000 people living in low-lying areas of River Narmada have been evacuated, while more than 800 have been rescued to safer locations till date. Talking to media, State Relief Commissioner Alok Kumar Pandey said the water level in the Narmada River is slowly decreasing. Meanwhile, IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in districts such as Patan, Kutch and Morbi, while parts of Saurashtra and South Gujarat are also likely to receive heavy rains tomorrow. The IMD predicted similar weather patterns in several northeastern states and said a fresh spell of rainfall is likely over East India from Wednesday. In South India, there is a prediction of light to moderate, fairly widespread to widespread rainfall, with isolated heavy rainfall expected over interior Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Maharashtra is all set to celebrate the 10-day Ganesh Utsav beginning tomorrow. People from all strata of society and devotees in lakhs of homes will ceremonially install the Sri Ganesh idols for worshipping tomorrow on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. More from our correspondent.
Maharashtra's favorite deity, Lord Ganesh, will arrive on his annual sojourn tomorrow. The festive preparations came to a peak at markets citywide this evening. Households and mandals are putting their best foot forward to welcome their favorite god on his annual homecoming. Markets in Mumbai suburban areas, including Dadar, Parel, Thane, Mulund, saw a huge crowd with devotees purchasing the makar used to house the idol, apart from decorations, flower garlands, essence and other puja materials. Nivedita, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country on the eve of Ganesh Chaturthi. In her message, the president said the festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is celebrated as the birth anniversary of Lord Sri Ganesh, who is the epitome of knowledge, wisdom and prosperity. The Reserve Bank of India has said any reversion to the old pension scheme OPS from the new pension scheme NPS by the states would be fiscally unsustainable, though it may result in an immediate fall in their pension outgo. It also said at a time when most of the countries are moving towards defined contribution plans, reverting to OPS by the Indian states will be a major step backwards, undermining the benefits of past fiscal reforms. The Finance Ministry today approved various welfare measures for Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC agents and employees. This move will benefit over 13 lakh agents and more than 1 lakh regular employees. Under these new measures, the Ministry has enhanced the gratuity limit from 3 lakh rupees to 5 lakh rupees for LIC agents. It has also enabled reappointed agents to be eligible for renewal commissions. Gross direct tax collections for the financial year 2023-24 as of the 16th of this month have registered a growth of 18.2%. The gross collection stands at 9,87,061 crore rupees as compared to 8,34,469 crore rupees in the corresponding period of the last financial year. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Apurva Chandra unveiled an e-book titled People's G20 on India's G20 Presidency in New Delhi today. The book represents the complete journey of India's G20 Presidency. The book also encapsulates the structure and workings of G20 and elaborates on the initiatives that have been taken under India's G20 Presidency. 5 U.S. detainees flew out of Iran today in a swap for 5 Iranians held in the U.S. in a rare deal between the archenemies that also unfroze $6 billion of Tehran's funds. A plane sent by mediator Qatar flew the 5 U.S. citizens and 2 of their relatives out of Tehran soon after both sides received confirmation that the funds had been transferred to accounts in Doha. At the same time, 2 of the 5 Iranians landed in Qatar, a U.S. official said, adding that 3 others have opted not to return to Iran. The deal, after months of talks in Qatar, removes a major irritant between the U.S. and Iran. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Proceedings of both houses of parliament to commence in new building from tomorrow onwards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says this will be a session of historic decisions. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar reconstitutes House panel of vice chairpersons with 50% women parliamentarians. Supreme Court directs Maharashtra Assembly Speaker to decide on timeline for disqualification petitions against Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and other members. At least 8 people killed as extremely heavy rains affect normal life in some districts of Rajasthan. U.S. and Iran swap prisoners in a Qatar-mediated deal. U.S. also unfreezes $6 billion of Iran's funds. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.